Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you all the important updates ahead of today's trading session. Well, it's the end of the week, the month, and half year of the day-to-day. India has emerged as the best performing market this week, pushing it up on the monthly chart. It's been a super strong week so far for large caps, Nifty and Bank Nifty, gaining more than 2%. Now, in a relative sense, mid-caps, small-caps and SMEs have taken a backseat. FIIs, meanwhile, are positioning in the index futures now at an extreme. Specifically talking about the Nifty, no level has proven to be a resistance for this index. The index just posted its best F&O series since December last year. The Nifty had made a low of 23,350 on Monday, which is when 23,500 was still a significant barrier for the index. By Thursday, the Nifty closed above 24,000. Even the biggest bull on the index could not have thought that for an index that slipped below even the 22,000 mark on the Lok Sabha election result day, has recovered nearly 3,000 points from those levels. On Thursday, the Nifty had at least three intraday dips when it fell towards the lowest point of the day. Every single dip was convincingly bought into. The fact that the index closed above 24,000 and near the day's high will give the bulls even more confidence. Now, the Nifty is up 2.3% for the week and is on course to register its second best week of 2024. The talks around India Cements dominated the market on Thursday as billionaire investor Radhakrishnan Damani and his associates sold 23% equity in India Cements for nearly 1,900 crores. The country's leading cement maker Ultratech acquired the entire block, which is considered to be a bid to expand its presence in the southern market. Meanwhile, Reliance Jio has announced an increase in tariffs after 2.5 years between 12 and 25%. Now, apart from these two, Polycab shares will be in focus as promoters are to sell up to 2.04% stake via block deals. Sami Hotels will also be tracked as GTI Capital Alpha is likely to sell 3% stake via block deals. HCL Tech is also likely to see a block deal of almost 0.5% of the equity today. This is said to be a clean out trade. The deal size is said to be worth 1,750 crore rupees. JSW Infra will acquire a 70.3% shareholding held by the promoters and promoter group in Navkar Corporation. The definitive agreements between both parties have been signed. RBL Bank Board has approved the raising funds to the tune of 3,500 crore rupees in one or more tranches, which will be 15% of the post-issue paid-up equity share capital of the bank. AU Small Finance Bank is set to raise funds to the tune of 5,000 crore rupees via a QIP and other modes, and to borrow or raise funds to the tune of 6,000 crore rupees through the issue of debt instruments. Unichem Lab shares will be in focus as well as the European Union Court upholds the fine for patent dispute settlement. The company has already provided 125 crore rupees for the same on its books and does not see any financial impact due to this. Now, Ambuja Cements shares will also be tracked as its board has approved the merger of Adani Cementation with the company. The proposed scheme is subject to necessary statutory and regulatory approvals. The merger to consolidate cement capacity with the group to bring synergistic benefits for all stakeholders. Adani Enterprises to get 87 lakh equity shares of Ambuja Cement as per the exchange ratio. Now, Raymond has appointed Gautam Singhania as chairman and MD for a 5-year period and the resolution has been accepted by a majority. Now, this morning, GIFT Nifty was trading with a premium of 90 points from Nifty Futures Thursday close, indicating a gap up start for the Indian market. Meanwhile, India is prepping itself for the inclusion of the nation's government bonds into JP Morgan Chase & Company's Emerging Markets Index on Friday, opening up a $1.3 trillion market to a broad range of investors. Now, in terms of global cues, equities in Asia followed gains in US stocks ahead of the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge due Friday. Shares in Japan's benchmark topics index were set for a 34-year high. Australian and South Korean stocks climbed while those in Hong Kong were slightly lower. The move follows a downbeat day in the prior session when a gauge of the region's stocks fell for the first time in 3 days. Contracts for US equities rose. Now, US President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump faced off in their first 2024 debate late Thursday in the US. The dollar and Bitcoin rose as the debate got going, and the yen weakened past 161 to the greenback to its lowest level since 1986. Treasuries retreated, parring gains from the prior session, when lackluster U.S. economic data reinforced speculation the Fed will cut interest rates this year to prevent a bigger slowdown in the economy. Overnight in the U.S., the S&P 500 egged out a narrow gain as Wall Street looked ahead to fresh inflation data to assess when the Federal Reserve will begin lowering interest rates. The U.S. is expected to release its preferred inflation gauge, the Personal Consumption Expenditure Index, on Friday. Meanwhile, the Nasdaq composite added 0.3%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average inched up 0.09% last night. Lastly, in commodities, oil was set to advance for a third session on Friday, while gold held on to Thursday's gains. Well, those were the few cues to watch out for today. Stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 for more cues and news. This is Tanushka Sarkar signing off. Have a good trading session and happy weekend ahead.